Everything you planned for your career might be irrelevant in 5 years, not because you lack talent or ambition, but because the rules themselves are being rewritten. We're living through a transformation more profound than any industrial revolution, one where the very concept of work is dissolving and reforming before our eyes. For the first time in history, we can't simply look at our parents' career paths and follow a similar trajectory. The anxiety is real, the stakes are high, and pretending everything will work out isn't a strategy. What we need is a new framework for thinking about work itself, one that acknowledges both the technological disruption ahead and the enduring human capabilities that machines can't replicate. This isn't about becoming a cog in someone else's machine or chasing the latest job trend. It's about understanding what makes you irreplaceably human in an age of artificial intelligence. Ancient Greeks had no word for work, only terms for leisure and learning. Manual labor was beneath free citizens. Contemplation was humanity's highest pursuit. Our ancestors scavenged with sharp stones. Fire and cooking fueled larger brains, but created problems, painful childbirth, and helpless infants needing years of care. Mothers traded gathered fruits for childcare, creating humanity's first work arrangements. For millennia, organized work meant slavery. The first industrial revolution, 1760 to 1830, brought mechanization. Textile factories employed 5-year-olds working 16-hour days. Luddites smashed machines, threatening their livelihoods as technology replaced skilled artisans with minimally trained workers. The second industrial revolution introduced assembly lines, transforming jobs into careers. Henry Ford's 1914 decision to pay $5 daily created a middle class that could afford his Model T cars. Then came digitization. Robert Tirsek's vaporization theory argues that everything digitizable loses material form and value. Daniel Pink identified 3 reshaping forces: abundance, automation, and Asia's rising knowledge workers. Today, AI and remote work continue this transformation, leaving many wondering what role humans will play. Corporate culture stems from Protestant values and scientific management, quantifying human productivity against time, an obsession intensified by the pocket watch's invention. Frederick Winslow Taylor brought engineering precision to human labor at Philadelphia's Midvale Steel Company, dismantling skilled work into timed component tasks. This eliminated workers' control over pace, enabling unskilled, lower-paid workers to replace craftsmen. Henry Ford advanced this with conveyor belts. Workers stayed stationary, performing repetitive tasks while products moved past them. Model T prices dropped from $950 in 1909 to $360 by 1916. Workers became interchangeable parts. Startup culture emerged, rebelling against corporate hierarchies. Peter Drucker coined knowledge worker in 1959, advocating self-management. Startups maintain flat structures. Founders prefer innovation over people management. Limited funding demands self-starters, and the internet democratized communication. Daniel Pink argues the future belongs to right-brain thinkers. As digital technologies automate analytical, technical, logical thinking, businesses increasingly need synthesis, creativity, contextual understanding, design appreciation, and intuition. Influencer culture represents fame's internet age evolution. The internet removed traditional gatekeepers, and when businesses realized internet stars could sell products like Hollywood celebrities, a new tribe with distinct rules, values, and pathways to success was born. Only humans currently possess general intelligence, though machines might develop it someday. Oxford professor Nick Bostrom warns that artificial general intelligence, AGI, could pose profound challenges, from economic disruption to existential risks. While some experts predict AI within 20 years, Bostrom notes this time frame is conveniently vague, close enough to grab attention, far enough to imagine breakthroughs we can't currently specify. The employment debate reveals stark divisions. Some predict catastrophic job losses of 40-50%, particularly in transportation and manufacturing. Others argue AI will create as many jobs as it eliminates: AI trainers, ethics officers, human-AI interaction specialists. The immediate threat isn't complete job displacement, but automation of roughly half the tasks in many professions. Here's what gives humans an edge. Logic formalizes information validity, but doesn't determine truth. When you search exotic food recipes, Google provides logically valid results, but what counts as exotic varies dramatically between cultures. Human subjective experience, rooted in consciousness and emotion, can't be reduced to pure logic. Physicist Max Tegmark describes intelligence as the ability to achieve complex goals. We aim to make AI learn our goals without deviation, ultimately increasing happiness and decreasing suffering, subjective concepts that cannot be reduced to algorithms. Rather than fixating on job titles, think about societal roles. Three distinct work categories will emerge, each requiring both technical and human skills, roles that can't be mechanized, though they'll demand more effort and holistic thinking. As automation increases, companies need specialists who redefine time and productivity, chief time officers or time revisualizers, demanding understanding of human psychology, creativity, emotional intelligence, and analytical skills. Our current work time concept dates back to Taylor's stopwatches, forcing everyone toward faster results regardless of individual differences. McKinsey estimates 375 million workers globally will need to change jobs or significantly upgrade skills by 2030. Companies must lead these transitions, requiring specialized talent as transition architects, particularly for women, who carry a double burden of paid and unpaid work, with 50% of their job tasks being automatable. Unlike previous dumb tools managed by IT departments, machine learning systems require users to communicate with and train their machines directly. Technical experts must help teams understand working with self-learning systems that identify patterns humans can't explicitly program. AI ethics presents complex dilemmas. Should a driverless car sacrifice its passenger or hit a child who jumps in front? Unlike human split-second reactions based on emotion, machine decisions could be considered premeditated. Someone must navigate these thorny questions, and that someone is human. Socrates' ancient advice to know thyself has become more crucial than ever. The five-factor model identifies five main personality traits forming the acronym OCEAN: openness, conscientiousness, extroversion, agreeableness, and neuroticism. Extroversion affects behavior more than any other trait. Extroverts draw energy from social interactions and build larger networks, while introverts need specific strategies to ensure their contributions are recognized. Neuroticism relates to experiencing negative emotions like anxiety and frustration. Agreeableness determines how positively you feel toward others. Conscientiousness relates to dependability and attention to detail. Openness refers to receptivity to new ideas. Three fundamental motivators drive behavior: affiliation, enjoying connection; power, seeking influence; and achievement, striving toward goals. When motivations misalign with personality traits, frustration follows. Career success typically revolves around three dimensions: money, impact, and recognition. Define personal success by honestly assessing how much money you need for happiness, what scale of positive impact feels fulfilling, and how much recognition you desire. Four essential human skills will dominate the digital economy: emotional intelligence, contextual creativity, critical thinking, and mindfulness. The good news? They're entirely learnable. Daniel Goleman defines emotional intelligence as the ability to motivate oneself and persist in the face of frustrations, to control impulse and delay gratification, to regulate one's moods and keep distress from swamping the ability to think, to empathize, and to hope. Unlike IQ, it connects to subjective experience, something machines likely cannot achieve without consciousness. It has three components: feeling, identifying emotions, understanding, analyzing why, and action, deciding what to do. Critical thinking combines subjective judgment with logical processing. While computers excel at algorithms, humans evaluate situations from multiple perspectives. True critical thinking means recognizing our knowledge limitations and understanding how cognitive biases deceive us. Answering the wrong question, overgeneralizing, anchoring to irrelevant data, and seeing causal stories where only randomness exists. Contextual creativity is where humans maintain advantage. While AI demonstrates narrow creativity, contextual creativity involves understanding a situation's context and finding creative solutions. To apply it, learn to fail, connect the dots, be an outsider on the inside, stay open to contradiction, improvise, and be present. Mindfulness forms the bedrock of these skills, the ability to observe the committee in our brain, the voices linked to emotion and logic that constantly chatter. Work defines us and gives our lives purpose. Define success by knowing your values. Understand how technology has transformed your industry. Develop at least a conceptual understanding of how AI can enhance your work. Your career isn't about competing with machines. It's about amplifying what makes you irreplaceably, undeniably human.